Okay, here we go. We're in Siman Reish Sadi Vav. We're continuing Hilchos Havdalah. And actually over here, this is where the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Machlokas Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Havdalah? Is it Daraisa, Darabbanan, Mishnah Berurah? See, Karan Aleph over here in Siman Reish Sadi Vav on page 140. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinea Rambam, Sover de mitzvah of Havdalah, Hidvar Torah. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah Daraisa Kamo Kiddush. Also the beginning of Shabbos, and when it goes out, when Shabbos goes out, both of them are a mitzvah daraisa, and therefore Kiddush on Friday night is daraisa, and Kiddush and Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is going to be daraisa. B'knisa b'kiddush b'yitzia b'avdalah l'mar shumuvda b'kedusha b'rosh b'vasov b'shar yamin. Yeshomrim, and there's those who disagree. It's the Rabbi Magid brought down over here in the Shaar Tzion, Sukkot Aleph. Yeshomrim should be divrei sofrim ve'asmachu akro. Some hold that it's only a mitzvah darabonin, and it's a smach the ba'alma. The pasuk that we bring is an smach the ba'alma, and it is not a mitzvah darais. Okay, mitzarich lios gankein kibikos kamo b'kiddush. We know you also have to use a kos for kiddush. Mim hivdil but filu l'kuliyam avdala kos darabonin. If you already said avdala, you said atachon and tano and shmon esrei. On Motzei Shabbos, you mentioned amadli kodesh l'chol, so then everyone's going to agree that avdala kos is going to be only a mitzvah derabon. Okay, so the Maisa, it's a machlokes. We keep it as a suffix, and we are choshish for the Rambam that it's a mitzvah daraisa, but we also know that there are other opinions that it's only derabon. Let's see the mechaber inside over here. Seder Avdalah. The Seder Avdalah is Yain Besamim near Avdalah. Okay, it's Borei Pri Agafen, Borei Minei Besamim, Borei Minei Eish, then Amavdi Baruch Amavdi Mekodesh Lechol. Those are the four brachas we say at Havdalah, and that's the order we say v'simonach yavne. Okay, yayin b'samim near Havdalah. V'tzarech lizarish lo yeh kos pagum. You have to be careful that the kos is not pagum. It's not talking about the etzem kos that should not have blemishes in it. It's like a kos pagum means you drank from it already, meaning you had wine in it, you drank part of the kos already, and now you want to use the leftovers for kiddush for Havdalah. Better not to do it. That's what we call a kos pagum. Better not to use a kos pagum for Havdalah. V'diyevit, if one uses a kos pagum, he is yotzei. But lechatchila, one should not use a kos pagum. So that is the four brachas, and Mechaber does not mention anything else about Havdalah. The Ramadho adds in that we started already, Hinei Kel Yeshua Asi. V'nagu lomar kon Havdalah shosim v'bayis, Hinei Kel Yeshua Asi, v'chulei, kos Yeshua sasav, v'chulei, la'yidim ha'isa orah, v'chulei l'simintov. We add psukim of bracha at the beginning. We know Havdalah is the beginning of the week. So we want simintov. Simon Mazel at the beginning of the week. So we mentioned Sukkim of Bracha at the beginning of the week. Okay, so that's in terms of saying these Sukkim of Bracha. So for that reason, on Motzi Yantuf, we don't say these Sukkim. We start with Brei Bracha Gafen. It's because not the beginning of the week. So we don't have to start with the Simani Bracha on Motzi Yantuf. Okay, now going right over here, says the Ramo, v'shas avdala, you know, because of anera. When you're saying avdala, both the person saying avdala and other people who are listening should place their eyes on either the coast or the nair in order to not misiach das from the mitzvah that they're doing. V'noagim lishpoch mikoshel yain ala aretz kodim shisiyim brei pri agafen. The minig is to spill a little bit of the wine on the floor before he says the brei pri agafen kadesh lo yeh kos pagum, in order that to know that the coast is not pagum. V'tama shvicha, the reason why we do the shvicha, damrin kol bayis shelo nishpach yayin kamayim, ein bo simin bracha. This is a Gemara in Erevin. This is a Gemara in Erevin, daf samachei amar aleph, that it says any house that does not spill their wine will not see simin bracha. So it's mashma that you're supposed to spill over the wine for simin bracha. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. V'oz again, the simin tov betchilas ha-shavua. Once again, this is for simin tov at the beginning of the week. Gam shochi min ha-kos la-achar avdol mechavim o-ner. We also pour out from the coast at the end of Havdalah, and then we put out the nair with that wine that was poured out. And we rinse our eyes, some put it in their pockets also, for chibuv mitzvah of the mitzvah of Havdalah. Okay, as I mentioned before, the psuki of bracha are not mentioned on Yontif, and they're also not mentioned in Baisa Avel, because these are just extra psukim that are like Limud HaTorah, and therefore an Avel does not say them at Havdalah. It's Paskin in Simin and Yoredeya. Simin Shinam Vav in Pistei Tshuva over there. That is Bardan and Hilchos Avelos. Now, in terms of this pouring the wine on the ground, so the Makor, as I said, is a Gemara in Erevin and Samachay, and the reason is that it's supposed to represent Simon Bracha. Al Pi Nigla, Rav Berkowitz wanted to explain that Al Pi Nigla, what it means is that if you're makbid on the mitzvah so much, that you're mechavid the mitzvah wine, you're pouring so much wine, that even though wine is expensive, it spills over, so it shows you're not stingy on mitzvahs, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless you with bracha also. Okay, so that's the reason why you'll see people, the minig is not to spill it out before Brei Bragafen. People spill over the cup when they pour the cup for Havdalah and it spills over onto the plate. And that's a minig in many, many places. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Samach. Arun Nundalit has a tzarech in if someone is using Chomer Medina, which we'll talk about in the next year and see if Bayes, using Chomer Medina for Havdalah, whether there's an Indian, it's only by wine, as we just said, because it represents something that's very expensive, or it's even if you're using other beverages, other Chomer Medina, whether this din of pouring over still exists, it's still considered Simen Brach. But Rav Nevinsal over here gives over the Meiri on the Sugya, and it really changes everything. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, Divi Masal Damrinin. HaMakor of Maseches Erevin, as we said before, the Makor of this din is Maseches Erevin. V'ayim b'Meiri Shine. If you look in the Meiri over there in Erevin, Daf Samachay, Shelefi Perusho Ein B'Shvicha Levatala Shum Simen Bracha. To pour out extra wine, Levatala, there's no Simen Bracha to that whatsoever. That's not Simen Bracha to pour out extra wine at all. Okay? And therefore, based on this Meiri, Rav Nevinsal says it's not so pashut to pour out extra wine. It's for sure not by Havdalah, by things other than you'll see people pouring out extra, even not by Havdalah, by Kiddush and other, and Birkas HaMazon, things like that. Rav Nevinsal says, for sure, one should not do it over there. But even Rav Moreno, Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal is knowing himself not to pour out even extra on Havdalah, on Motzei Shabbos, based on this Meiri. Okay? You don't just pour out, it's like Baal Tashchas. That does not represent Simen Bracha. Okay, that's based on the Meiri in this second. For sure, he points out also, Yain Shal Shvias, if you're using Shemitah wine, so they come in Nogei Abedover next year, when Shemitah comes in, there'll be certain wines that will have Kedusha Shvias, or Otzer Basin, things like this, then for sure you're not allowed to pour out. You have to drink every drop. You're supposed to drink that. It's all got Kedusha Shvias in it, and therefore you're not allowed to pour over if you're using Shemitah wine. Vein L'chabos Bos in there, Vein L'chabos Bos in there, you're not allowed to pour out the wine to put out the candle. You're not allowed to rinse your eyes with it. All you can do is drink with you when you're using wine that has Kedusha Shvias to it. Okay, so that is a little bit about pouring out and spilling over. The meaning of many places is to do like the Ramah says over here, to pour out. As the Mishabroh says in Sivkot and Hey, our meaning is to do it only at the beginning when you pour the kos itself, and also when you put out the candle at the end. And based on Morin Rav Nevinsal, based on the Meiri, he says not to do it at all because of Baal Tashchas. That's not even getting in this Simen Bracha at all. Very importantly, a lot of people don't know this, where Moshe Feinstein points out in Chelek Dalet of the Igros Moshe, Simen Ein, okay? Very market over here, we point this out every time, but people are not so careful with it. And you're not allowed to talk at the end of Avdallah until after a Moli Lugmav is drunk by the Mavdil. Okay, the person in Avdallah, you can't start talking after Brocha Mavdil and Kodesh L'chol. You have to wait until he drinks the Moli Lugmav, and then you can go ahead and drink. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sif Katan Vav, Shofchi Minikosa Hainu Lachar Shtia, that's after he drinks. You don't pour out and then drink. You first drink from the kos. After drinking the kos, he pours a little bit out and then puts out the candle. Ushtias HaKos Tiyeh B'Yeshiva. You should sit down when you're drinking the kos, just like any other eating or drinking. Derech Eretz is to eat and drink sitting down. De'ein Shosim Mu'uma L'Chatchila. We don't sit, we don't eat or drink standing up L'Chatchila. That's the whole reason why we sit down at the end of Avdallah. You see, some people will stand up all the time, eating and drinking. When it comes to Avdallah, they'll be makbid to sit down. It's all the same thing. It's just put it down. You're supposed to be makbid to sit down when you eat and drink. Okay, not everyone can be so makbid on this all the time, but that's the best possible. Nagu anoshi shalol lishtos mikos Avdallah. Later on in the sim, we'll get to more with women and Avdallah. The meaning is that women do not drink from the coast of Avdallah, the Salpika Bala. They're not going to grow hair on their chest, so you don't have to worry about it. But Al Pi Kabbalah, they do not drink from the coast of Avdallah. We'll talk about if they have to make their own Avdallah later on in the Siman. Coast Shal Avdallah. Ragil Amad Lishtosu Kulo, Beinu Mashkim Minam B'Deis Beis. Not only not to give to the wife, The minhag is that he should drink the whole thing and not to give over to the Bnei Bais. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah says, why is this? V'nir shatan. The reason why this is not to give it to the Bnei Bais, k'dei sheyuchal avar bracha achorna, that he drinks enough of a shear that he'll be able to make a bracha achorna. How much is enough of a shear that he makes a bracha achorna? That's a revius. And therefore, Pashup Pshat, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if he has a coast that's maxic much more than a revius, he could go ahead, and as long as he drinks a revius, he could then go ahead and give it to his Bnei Bais, and they could drink it afterwards. He only drinks a bowl of lugmav, which is about half a revius, one cheekful, he gets himself into a savik bracha achrona, because many shittas hold you have to drink a revius in order to make a bracha achrona, and therefore he does not want to get into the safik, and therefore best to not give to the Bnei Bais unless he is going to well be able to drink a revius. We'll take a break over here, and we'll take questions.